We'd like to welcome each and every individual to Boss Training, Business Operating System, specifically Area 2. We're doing an extraction of Teresa's secrets. And so Teresa said, I said, what are your secrets? And she said, well, one is when I call someone, I just wing what I say, sound natural, talk to them, and keep them talking. Each person is catered to that individual person. Cool. What else? What's another secret?
Sorry, you want me to keep going?
Yep.
I mean, really, I'm not sure. I mean, if we're just listing, I consider personalities. So, like, if they're talking quick and answering quick, I'm not going to go on for 10 minutes. I'm going to mirror what they do and their energies, and I might try to bring something up that's related to them and not what I'm calling about. So, like, if it's a Monday, I'll talk about, you know, weekends or Mondays or Friday, hey, what are you doing, and if it's appropriate in that situation. So kind of going back to talking with them.
Cool.
Like, they're a person on the other line, and they have stuff going on just like I do. So to try to connect into that.
What else?
That's really all I know now. I mean, you've got to know what you're calling for. So, I mean, to, like, the ultimate goal. So even if you get, like, an objection and you're not going to get a sale necessarily to find out what's going on their end and what they're objecting to, what are they thinking? Even if you don't get to that desired end goal, you at least get something that'll help along the way.
How do you do that?
Kind of going back to the keep them talking. Like, so if somebody says, oh, yeah, I don't want to pursue that now, I'm too busy. And then, so you just ask more questions.
What question?
Like, okay, so, well, it depends on what they said and what you're going for, but like if it was an event, you know, okay, so you were at the event, you know, could you tell me a little bit about what you thought? Or is there something in particular that stuck out to you that you remember shows that it's not a good fit for you? Are there any questions or items that didn't make sense? Or if you were to talk to somebody to help clarify it, just in case, even if it's not a good fit, that's fine, but just to make sure, we do have like 5 minutes. I guess those are two.
Cool. What else?
That's all I have right now, really. Maybe, I guess, if, like, you're in a funk and, like, you made other calls that discourage you, to kind of take a moment to recharge yourself so that you're fresh and you're not taking that discouragement to the next call.
How do you do that?
Sorry, how do I do that?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think I might like take a break and go do something else at times if it's really bad. Or I find humor, and if somebody like goes off on me, I'm just like, okay, well, they had a bad day. That was pretty dumb. And find humor in it instead of taking it personally and realizing that they'll probably never see you in person, so it wasn't really to you. It was just to whoever was calling, even if it was somebody else. I don't know. And then just like refocus on your goals and what you're trying to do.
What else?
I mean, that's pretty much it, because you're going to get people who are not going to respond. And then you just keep them talking and see what you could do. Each time is different. So if you've done it like 10 times and you haven't gotten anywhere to fix it up a little. Try a different question, maybe. Learn more about what you're trying to sell so you could speak about it better. Or the client that you're working with and how they do it.
Cool. What else?
Oh, this is painful.
I think that's really all I have.
Hey, Joe.
How you doing?
Tomorrow? Are you calling for tomorrow? I think you're calling for tomorrow, Gene's. Yeah, this isn't Gene's call, actually.
I'm sorry.
No worries. No worries. Cool. All right. You're free to stay on. It's up to you. All right. Anything else, Teresa?
No, I mean, I think that's it.
Cool. All right. Okay, so... Okay, so what do you do about the tracking? Like, how do you track your leads, your conversations?
I mean, I work off of lists a lot. Especially lately, I don't remember things.
Right, your list?
I have like a daily thing.
Is it handwritten? Is it in an Excel? Is it?
It's handwritten.
Okay.
Because I prefer that. But then if it's something important, I also put it in my calendar. So that's typed.
Okay, good. How do you keep track of all your leads and when you're supposed to call them back and all that kind of stuff?
If I set an exact, like if I talk to somebody and I say, well, I'll talk to you at this time, then that's when I will put it in both of those spots. So, I mean, my written calendar has dates and I will write it in there, or I'll at least put a little reminder in my Google Calendar on that date. So if I say I'm going to call you in 2 weeks, I'll put that in. And then that way I won't forget, because everybody's on their own callback schedule. And I'll even do that, like, if I'm calling for clients and I need to follow up for them, I will, you know, put that in my calendar.
Cool. All right.
If it's not somebody, that's okay.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, if it's not somebody that, like, has a specific time that needs a follow-up, then I try to rank them in a list so that a name is always there. And then when I review it, I'm pretty good at remembering who people are. So I just see the name and I'm like, oh, that person needs a call. That may not work for everybody because they may not remember everybody. And you have to keep that list somewhat manageable for that to work.
Cool.
So it's more like finding the ones that you need to follow up with, and then if you are not following up, then just give it to somebody else.
Cool. Anything else jump to mind?
I guess knowing when is appropriate to follow up.
Okay. Tell me
and
about
that. Letting it drop. Like, if it's somebody that's kind of hot, you're not going to want to wait 3 weeks. And so if you don't have the sense of how urgent it is, that might not, like, you have to know how urgent it is in order to schedule when you're going to call them back, or when you see the name, oh, you know, what needs to be done next for them. So I think there's some background training or knowledge in that.
How'd you get it?
I don't know. I mean, it could be, you know, training with you when I did pre-sales a while ago when I was the main person. It could be just my overall organization of things to do, because I kind of do that in my daily life. I have to prioritize what I get to. And then that causes frustration when I can't get to things, but I still have it flowing in the back of my mind. So sometimes even I have a lead that I'm like, oh, I know I need to contact them, and I haven't, and I just, it's in my memory. So I think that's something that maybe not everybody would be able to pull off or benefit from.
Any tips on how you have that sense of urgency?
Knowing what's in it for the client or me or the person that I would be contacting, and just kind of knowing what is an appropriate response time. And I'm not always right on with that either, but at least having an educated guess on, you know, how long this person needs or how frequently you should call them until you give up.
Cool. Anything else?
I guess just having updated notes and dates, and so that other people could help you if needed.
Cool. Anything else?
No.
Okay. If you look from 30,000 feet, did you learn anything?
I suppose that I may know more than I think.
Nice. Nice, yeah. And how did I pull that out of you?
You sat there in awkward silence until
okay.
I said something.
Okay. So awkward silence, asked questions, pushed hard. I mean, it's in there, but it's like Fort Knox maybe. I mean, it's in that when something's unconsciously competent, the work to get it out is massive. And so it's very, very hard. And so I know that you have something in there, otherwise you wouldn't be able to do it. I don't know if it's going to come out this time or next time or the next time. I don't know when it's going to come out. I'd prefer it to be sooner rather than later, as you would. That's in everybody's best interest. So do you know, so what you're learning is how to clone yourself. And if you know how to clone yourself, you know how to clone your clients much better. And so it's just we're so busy doing so many different things. And so you're in a really sweet spot right now. You've got some flexibility. Your life's all changed, you know. And so you're in a really sweet spot where you can try some new things and see how you like it. And, you know, maybe you will, maybe you won't. You'll learn some new skills. You'll learn some understanding of things. I mean, a lot of it's the driver. Like, the driver will not be denied. It's like driver amiable. Any idea where this would go in the overall system?
Somewhere in pre-sales training, making calls.
So, you know, I think you've just been, you know, welcome to the Boersma Women's Hall of Fame. That's where I would put it. I mean, Tom said that the interview with that interview was, you know, one of the top calls he'd ever been on in his life. And so it's drawing out of my mom, my wife, and my daughter. And so, you know, it's taking the notes that are in MCAT now that I went ahead and did. So it's taking those notes, and it's an area two. So you've got some notes that you can do, and then you put something on there, you know, and so that's where I would put it. There's not a lot there. It's like, you know, I don't know if it needs to be called something different. I don't know. Maybe not. But it's, you know, there's two pieces here, first day of calling and then this here. And so, you know, you drill down in. And so this is not going to be a one-time thing. So it's three generations of Boersma women. You'd have Teresa, you know, Teresa's magic. And then drilling in, and this would be the first one. Then what people are going to have to do is people are going to have to listen to it. And then they're going to come back once a week or once a month. Whatever you want, and did they do it? And as you start to mentor and coach them, you're going to start, it's the fifth H. It's the help. Hope, head, heart, hands, and helping people. So when you start helping other people, that's where your deep knowledge is going to come from. And so you're going to have the first session where it was drawn out. Second session, okay? So if anybody wants to be coached in how to be more effective on the phone, you know, listen to this recording and then get together, and you get to decide how frequently you want. Ideally, you try to get it to where it's a half an hour, because anything more than that, you're going to lose people. And so you might just chat with people. Did you do it? You know, did you do it? And then you might break one of those things down. And so that might go ahead and, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess.
And so this is like hard work. like it's hard work to do it. It's hard work to organize it. Where does it get put into the system? You know, so where does it get put into the system? And then And then you got to make sure that other people, I mean, if other people don't study this, you know, if other people don't study this, if other people don't go through it, it doesn't do them or you any good. This is time, maybe, you know, wasted by you and me. That's not good for business, for you or me. I mean, I've got the stamina to drive it through, but, you know, you're the one that, you know, this is your IP. This is your intellectual property. This is your magic. I mean, I don't know. Where'd you get it from? I don't know. You don't know. I mean, it came from who you are, your personality, your parents. It came from some of our training. I don't, you know. And so it's going to take a lot of work on your part, but it doesn't take a lot of time. It's not a lot of time. I mean, you put together a work order, you pound that out sometime, and then you go ahead and get together the next time. And then you keep doing it, and every time you do it, you get better. So you're going to feel what's going to work. And then all of a sudden, when you're teaching somebody else, they're going to come back with something even better than you had in a particular area. And you'll gain maybe more than they do because you'll see the significance. You're like, oh, that's what I've been looking for. So you'll start, you know, filling in some of your gaps too. Make sense?
Yeah.
Cool. Questions?
You really want to do this, like, weekly?
So again, whatever you want to do, Teresa. Yeah, it's totally
okay.
Up to you. I mean, I'll do
all
it
right.
One, you know, I'll do one. Yeah, I'm good. I mean, it could be done weekly. You might do a couple weeks and then once a month. It's whatever you want to do. We want to bring other people in.
Okay.
You already know how to do it. And so we need to have other people listen to this, take notes, and then attend the next time with you, me, and them. And then, you know, at some point, I may just bow out. And you may take it over and continue to nurture and develop that particular piece. And while you're developing other people, you're developing your leadership skills. You know, you're developing your leadership skills. You're developing your training skills and your mentoring skills. Your articulation, your communication skills, your thought process. Like your thinking will change. Your brain will change in how you process and think about information. And that's one of the things that you've been, you know. So how do you be a leader? Jump in and be a leader. And so if you're leading other people with specialized knowledge, I mean, have come up with that list. Just wouldn't have. I see the significance of it. I see the value of it. I see the benefit of it. Now comes the hard part. How do you get other people to to listen and follow through? Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So you got my support. I believe it's significant. I believe it brings tremendous value. I think it brings value to everybody. You've also learned, I believe, you know, a lot about yourself, but you've also learned about different energy base, and you learn how to suck out and clone, you know, the knowledge, the unconscious competence. You know, how do you draw that out of people? So who has more value, the person who has it or the person who knows how to draw it out? Probably the person who knows how to draw it out. Well, you learned that today, so that was really cool. And so if I have unconscious knowledge, unconscious competence, which I probably do, it doesn't do anybody much good. I mean, tangential, you know, it's just surface. But if you could draw out, if you could take a specific area that I'm a genius, that I don't even realize I'm a genius, and you could do the same thing to me in that area, who has more value? Me, who has the knowledge, or you who've drawn it out? I would make an argument you who've drawn it out of me, because it's not me. It's not in me. That's not where it brings magic to the whole group, the whole network. It's when it's out. And most of the time, people who have it don't know. They don't know how to get it out. And even if they do, like me, like I know how to get it out. of myself and other people. But I still have gaps. I have blind spots, things that I don't see. Make sense?
Yep. Do you have an appointment?
Cool. I do. So if you're listening to the rebroadcast of this, dig into it. Listen to it 2-3 times. Pause it. Take notes on it. Highlight it. Practice it. Review it before you do. Create a little cheat sheet. You know, laminate it. You know, here are some things that need to happen. And so, you know, no, none of us know where Teresa got picked these skills up, but she's got them. And she's like hot on the phone. She's amazing. I mean, she is really amazing. And that help, that has opened up a lot of doors for her and will continue to, as it will for you too. So connect with your mentor. And always remember, we can accomplish so much more together than we ever could on our own. God bless and have a great day. Bye-bye.